Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
So I thought this was really super funny that a survey just came out.
Survey said?
Who the NFL fans are that drink the most and least.
Travis Kelce.
Really?
Not the player.
Oh, sorry.
Fans.
My bad.
The fans.
My bad.
Right. And Atlanta Falcons fans came in as the fourth highest drinking fans in the NFL.
That sounds about right.
It's been a long 30 years.
To ease our pain,
yeah,
essentially.
To ease their pain. Makes total sense to me. All right, Cassie, are they the a-hole? Is she the a-hole for calling out her boyfriend for the death of his ex?
So they write, when I asked my boyfriend why he didn't have a girlfriend, he told me this story very soon into us talking that his ex killed herself because she was very depressed. Soon after, by puzzling the pieces together, I figured this seemed like he had made this up. The story aligned, but his ex is actually alive. It's a long story.
What?
Mm-hmm. I brought it up a couple of times since I was hesitant to talk about it, and he would just change the subject. Then when we got into an argument, I brought it up again, and I told him that he made this whole story up, and he got really defensive and said her name and to never mention it to him ever again. I looked up the name for hours trying to prove this, and it's nowhere to be found. There is no one with that name to even exist. I think he made the name up, too, just to get me to shut up. This is not something I can bring up because clearly it's sensitive, and he's told me as such, and he's drawn his boundary. But should I be upset that he's not being open with me? Is this a red flag? Would y'all bring it up again, even though it's sensitive, despite the fact that he's lying? And if I do bring it up again and try and call him out over the quote-unquote death of his ex, would I be an a-hole?
But so that is messed up.
Yep.
So he told her this. What made her think it wasn't real that she had to investigate it? That's where, because I mean, like somebody tells you that, I would think you would take it at face value. But for some reason, she felt the need to like see if that really happened and she really unalived herself.
Yeah, there's got unalived herself. Yeah, there has to be some kind of history of distrust for her to look into something like that, because that's not something I would ever look back up.
I would never either. She clearly doesn't trust him already. And with that being said, if I'm in her position, you got to be 100% sure, though. If you are 100% sure that he is lying, I would bring it up again. I would have to know why you made up such a vicious lie like that.
I think it's incredibly important to bring up. And I don't think it... I think doing your background research isn't an a-hole move. I think if you continue to pester him about it, like, okay, maybe like just dial it back. But I will say I had an episode on my podcast about this, but she was alive. Like it was this guy who was married to a woman, but he was having all these extramarital affairs. And to get them to shut up about his actual wife, he would say, oh, well, she killed herself, even though she was very much alive. So to me, this is bringing up red flags, but that's just because I have hella trust issues because of my podcast.
No, that's the biggest red flag ever right there.
I mean, yeah, to make up a story like that,
yeah,
that's sociopath behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it does seem like that's the reason, though. That makes sense. Like maybe he still wants to have a relationship with her and doesn't want his current girlfriend or wife, I missed it, but to actually even think about it or to think that anything's going on, because it wouldn't even cross your mind if you think she's not here. So that's the only reason I could think you would make up a lie like that.
Yeah, so maybe maybe she's actually the side piece and he's trying to hide it with this big lie. So this kind of scares me.
Was there some closure?
No closure. So she's not the a-hole if she brings it up then? Even though he's drawn that boundary?
No, I say bring it up and then leave.
Yeah. If anything, she's the a-hole for not believing him when he said it the first time.
That's where I was going with that. I'm like, what made you decide to seek this out and to prove that something like that happened?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so, Bert, I know we've been talking about bless your heart moments a lot lately. Mm-hmm. I know our producer Amber came on talking about how she went to Publix and wanted to order some Caucasian wings because she thought she was ordering Cajun wings. Well, I don't know if my phone was listening to me, but this bless your heart moment popped up in my feed, and it's a woman, bless her heart, who did not know you could eat fruit from a tree.
What? Huh?
Just listen to her.
I can't be the only person on the planet that didn't know that you can just pick a piece of fruit off of a tree and eat it. I had a friend come over a few weeks ago, and she was like, Carly, why do you have a bag of lemons in your fridge? And I said, oh, well, I use lemons in my cooking a lot, and sometimes I put them in my sparkling water. And she was just like, no, but why do you have a bag of lemons from the store? And I said, oh, well, sometimes I cook with them, and I also put them in. And she said, no, you have a lemon tree outside. And I said, okay. And she said, so why do you buy lemons? And I said, because I cook with them. And she said, Carly, you have a lemon tree. You just pick the lemons off the tree and you put them in your food or in your sparkling water. And I said, well, don't you have to do something to them? And she said, what do you mean? And I said, you don't have to do anything to the lemons? And she was pretty upset, which I guess I am one of the very few people. I didn't think that I was one of the very few people.
Oh, boy.
But maybe I am one of the very few people that didn't know that there is nothing that you have to do to a lemon before you eat it from a tree. You can just take it off the tree. Am I the only person? I'm 28. For reference. Am I the only person? Say no.
That's a bless your heart moment.
Oh, absolutely. Man, okay. That's a huge one. And I went to the comments and they were brutal because this thing has almost like 1 million likes and views or whatever. And then somebody said, next week we're going to talk about oranges. And she's like, oh, I have an orange tree too.
All right. I am armed today with plenty of these.
Okay.
Because I went online. We were planning on doing this segment a couple of days ago. The first one was somebody that found out that when they were driving and they saw the sign blind drive, their parents told them that a blind person lived in that area, so to drive extra carefully.
Bless their heart.
And they were about 22 years old before they realized that. Mm-hmm. All right, these are off of the internet. That's it. Seals the deal for me. I've been an American citizen for 54 years, and in all my time of being one, I've never seen an election this bad. I've had it. I'm done. Until you fix this country, I am packing my bags, and I am moving to Alaska.
Oh. They're going to get a rude awakening when they get to Alaska. What are they getting, like Sarah Palin out there?
We will follow up with it. There's a lot of geography ones here, okay? This one says, if dinosaurs went extinct 65 million years ago, then why is the Earth 20 and 21 years old? 2021 years old.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
All right. We're just starting. Mount Everest isn't in America? LMFAOOOOO. And then somebody writes, wait, what? And somebody else writes, I just Googled it, and I'm so confused. I thought it was the S with the white men carved into it.
Oh, Mount Rushmore. Just because it has a mount.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Yep, Mount Everest is Mount Rushmore. Well, how long would the pregnancy take if she had twins? Somebody responds back, 9 plus 9 equals 19 months.
19 months.
Oh, my God.
Days of pregnancy.
Oh God. So wait, we had two stupids and one thread?
There's plenty of those.
Yeah?
My sister is pregnant. I can't wait to see if I'm going to be an aunt or an uncle.
Wow.
What? The first response was B. That's not how it works. And then this one. I ran into a glass door, and I think I might have a Caucasian.
Oh.
Contusion.
Oh. Okay.
Contusion. All right. Gosh. The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.